time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Kansas City. The Northwest Missouri State women with a matchup against the Rockhurst Hawks this afternoon on the road. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, this Northwest women's team coming in with an 0-3 record, but their loss earlier this week to Quincy, what you may deem a good loss because of the number of positives that came out of that ball game, and I think there were some encouraging things that happened for the Northwest team despite losing by 14.
And I think the tough side of that was offense in the first half. Just took a while to come through, but the thing that was consistent through the entire game that Coach Smith was very happy about afterwards was just the intensity the team played on defense. That was there the entire 40 minutes of the ball game, and I think he feels there's a lot you can build off just from the way they played defense in that matchup.
Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst, a women's matchup this afternoon from here in Kansas City. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health and Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House, more at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques, more at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Kansas City, on the campus of Rockhurst University, the Northwest Missouri State women with a matchup against the Hawks this afternoon. And, John, as we look at Rockhurst today, a pretty guard-oriented team. Not a lot of good presence inside, necessarily. And I think that's somewhere, when you look at Northwest's roster, that they have the potential to really make some marks today.
Yeah, and I think Northwest is a bit more balanced both inside and outside, and that should be something that can be beneficial for Northwest. Now, this Rockhurst team has played some pretty good basketball early on, including winning an exhibition against their neighbor just to the west here, UMKC, a Division I school, but they were able to knock off UMKC in an exhibition. So this is a team that's capable of playing some good basketball, but you're exactly right. The inside game may be where Northwest can take advantage of some things here today. And I like the balance that Northwest has both inside and outside. That I think should be a key today as well.
And Rockhurst coming off a good win against Wayne State, a ranked team also into this matchup tonight as they come in with a 2-0 mark. So Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst, our matchup this afternoon. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983.
More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, the other night, despite the loss, you talked about how you were encouraged right after the game about a lot of things that you saw in that ball game. What were some of those encouraging things that you picked up earlier this week?
Well, you know, I really felt like, for one, our defense was really impressive. You know, we held Quincy, who's coming in averaging about 77 points a game, to I think 53 or so, you know. I hadn't seen a team since I've been at Northwest decide they want to play defense and try to lock down somebody the way that they did. And we've been preaching it because we said, you know, there's going to be nights when the ball's not going to go in a hoop. And obviously the ball didn't go in a hoop very, very easily, especially in the first half the other night. But, you know, we were able to fall back on our defense and kind of kept us in it. You know, I think we had it to within 5 points there or so in the second quarter, it seems like, 5 or 6 points. And then from there on, you hope that something can go your way. You can get a good bounce or you can get a shot to fall because, you know, we don't have a lot of upperclassmen that we can just kind of rely on to go get us a bucket, you know, say like Quincy did. We knew that number 15 for Quincy was going to touch the ball every time. We didn't know she was going to score and we didn't know she was going to shoot it. But that was a senior that was going to refuse to let her team lose. And we went back and watched the film, and every possession in the second half, that kid touched the ball in some way or another that accounted for something good to happen from that Quincy team. And, you know, it's just little things like that that I know is going to come from us. It's just going to take a little more time, you know, because we're still trying to fit in. I mean, we're trying to, for one thing with me, is what's frustrating is you're trying to solidify a lineup. That's the one thing. And, you know, we're going on lineup number 3 tonight. And because you just want somebody just to take over and show you, I'm taking this spot and nobody's getting it from me. And, again, that goes back to when you got a bunch of young kids that they, well, do I do this and upset her? Do I step on her toes? I don't want her mad at me. People think I'm crazy when I say that, but that really happens, you know. And so we're going to try to get something, stick with it, and build on it. And I just told our kids, you know, if we come out and play with the same type of intensity defensively as we did the other night, that I don't believe there's any way that this team can beat us. You know, this team, Rockhurst, relies on a lot of three-point shooting. We've got to guard the perimeter. They don't have much of an inside presence. I think that, you know, I just got a good feeling, Matt. I just do.
When you talk about your team's offense, it seemed like even though the ball wasn't going in the hole the other night, they were doing a lot of positives to get shots, to get to that point. So it seems like you're at a decent point where over time that will come.
Yeah, we got good looks. At this time last year, I was looking at, you know, our offense thinking, oh, gosh, is this a right for this group? And we ended up making a couple switches throughout the year offensively. And I told our kids the other day, I said, I'm giving you my word that we're sticking with this because I believe in it. You've got to believe in it. It's going to work. It's going to happen. You're getting good looks. We just got to start finishing. And we got to play every possession like it's the last possession of the game. You know, and we got to play hard. So, you know, offensively, like I said, I think we're going to get a lot of looks in the post tonight. Watching this group on film, they're going to play behind in the post. You know, and I told our kids, I go, you know, you're not going to be a ball hog for us. If you're open and we get you the ball, go to work. You know, you look at our two posts right now. Tanya Meyer starting shooting about 52% from the field. And coming off the bench for her has been Shelby Mustang, doing a great job in a new role for us. She's shooting 61%, I think, from the field. We got to get the ball inside, you know, and especially once you see how they play defense on us tonight. They may double down. I'm a little worried about that they may try to double team our post. But we're going to have to adapt. That's what we talk about all year, is making a, you know, adapt to what the environment, adapt to what's taking place. So, you know, Timber could really step up and have a big game for us, I think, today. But we got to have a guard. We got to have a perimeter player show us some presence. And that will even help out our inside game even more if we can have somebody on the perimeter really step up and give us a presence. So hopefully we'll get on the right track today.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
As we take a quick check of the starters for this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst. First for Rockhurst, Lauren Myers, a 5'10 senior forward out of Omaha. Jillian Myers, a 5'3 sophomore guard out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mary Deneen, 5'6, a junior guard from Omaha. Kendall Hart, 5'8 senior forward from Montrose, Missouri. And Haley Sindrich, a 6'3 junior out of Overland Park. For Northwest, Taylor Scholl in the starting lineup, along with with Tanya Meyer, Timber Schekinger, Macy Williams, and Jasmine Howe. So that's how Michael Smith will start. We'll take a timeout, come back with the start of today's matchup. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest alumnus Bobby Shavala, author of Bobby Cinema Series books. Titles are available for download or in paperback through online sources such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main Street in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main Street in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken as well as sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at Blue Springs Insurance. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst in a women's matchup this afternoon as the Bearcat women looking to pick up their first win of the season, coming in with an 0-3 mark. But as you heard Coach talk about, John, feeling pretty confident about the way his matchup with Rockhurst plays out here today.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he is feeling, even though they had a tough game offensively again earlier this week, feeling pretty confident just about the way they're running their offense and getting the looks. And just really, it's a confidence factor. I think right now, if they can have a little bit of confidence getting some of the shots to fall that they were taking, say, Wednesday night, those type of shots were there. They just didn't fall. Now if they can start dropping a little bit here this afternoon to go along with the type of defense they've been playing this season, I think it'd be a good step forward for this team.
Oh, you have a moment? Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat women will be taking the court in road gray and green uniforms here today. Rockhurst in the home white and blue. We're just about set to go this afternoon as two teams head out toward midcourt. Tanya Meyer will be stepping into the center circle for Northwest, and across from Meyer will be Haley Sindrich, the 6'2 player for the Hawks. Official checks with the captains, and we're set to go here this afternoon. Ball's in the air and a tip controlled by Rockhurst. They'll work left to right here in this first quarter. Cross midcourt on the dribble. Jillian Myers working right against Macy Williams. Over to the right side on the wing. Janine takes the pass there. Closely guarded by Scholl. Now double teamed on the sideline. Bounce pass goes down low to Sindrich. She's double teamed. Throws it away, but it sails cross court to Myers on the drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Jillian Myers. 2-0 lead for Rockhurst. Northwest with their first possession. We're 30 seconds into it. Williams brings it over to the right side. Gets it to Scholl near the wing. Closely guarded by Myers. Now back to Williams. Scholl dribbled to the right wing with it. Skip it across left side. Scholl now into the corner. Schekinger inside for Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. Goes up with a hook shot on the paint. No good. And a rebound for Haley Sindrich inside for Rockhurst. They'll push it up the floor. Head to Mary Dineen on the right wing. Picked up by Scholl. Couple of dribbles. Now a kick over to Myers on the left side. She goes on the drive, tripped up as she throws up a shot off the glass. No good. Schekinger with the rebound. and the outlet to Taylor Scholl. Myers will be right there defensively as Scholl tries to bring it up the court. And between the circles, Scholl sets the offense. Williams over at the two guard, takes the pass right side. Back to Scholl, top of the key. Down to the corner for Schechinger. Up to Scholl, right wing, inside to Meyer. Meyer, kick out pass, tip, but it goes in the corner to Williams. Six on the shot clock. Up to Howe. Howe tries to drive, draws a reach-in foul, so Northwest will get a new shot clock. First foul of this game will go against Mary Dineen.
I think a lot of the success for Northwest this season, and also in this afternoon's game with the way the matchups are, will be the play of the post inside, and Tanya Meyer in particular. If she can have a big game, it'll be a big help for Northwest today.
Howe takes the inbound pass, gets it to Schechinger in the right corner. Now up to the wing it goes. Scholl takes a pass there. Northwest playing against a zone defense out of Rockhurst to start this ball game. Now on the right side, Meyer goes on to drive. Bump up with the shot. Good off the glass. Tanya Meyer got it to go. Ties the game at 2. 8:14 to play in the first quarter. Rockhurst with it. Myers across midcourt. Works it to the left side. Kendall Hart with her first touch of the game. On to the right side. Dineen takes a 3. Good. Mary Dineen averaging over 20 points a game for Rockhurst. It's the 3, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Hawks over Northwest Missouri State. 7:55 to play in the first quarter. Scholl with it on the right side. Skips it across to the left in the corner. Howe will take a 3. Got it. She matches it. Howe is a 3-point specialist. Hasn't really gotten into a rhythm just quite yet, but eventually she will. Jasmine Howe with her second 3 of the season. Now a 3 on the right side for Rockhurst. Lauren Myers, no good. Rebound out of bounds on the near side. Howe diving after it. Excuse me, Williams diving after it. Knocks it into the Bearcat bench, and Rockhurst will come up with the inbound. Hart triggers it in. Toward midcourt, gets it to Jillian Myers, who sets the offense for the Hawks. On the right side, try to drive. Now leaves it for Lauren Myers. Myers down to the right baseline. A drive by Dineen. Dineen gives it up inside to Hart, who has it knocked away, but a reach-in foul against Northwest. So we'll go against Jasmine Howe. That'll be her first. And Bailey Smith will check into the lineup for Northwest. The 5'6 sophomore out of Columbus, Nebraska, takes the place of Taylor Scholl. Scholl in the starting lineup for the first time this year. Played her first game of the year earlier this week. She had been out with the first two games with injury. Now a drive and a shot by Lauren Myers is good. 7-5 the lead for Rockhurst. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Macy Williams on the left side to Smith near the sideline. Into the corner for Schechinger. Up to the wing, Williams. Williams with a dribble over to the right for Howe. Now to the corner, Smith. Smith with one dribble to the wing. Gives it up for Schechinger in the corner. Inside to Meyer. And Meyer pushed from behind. This will go against Haley Sindrich. That'll be her first.
I think that'll be an interesting matchup to watch all afternoon long between those two.
Schechinger will inbound. Baseline right side. 6:55 to play in the first quarter. A 2-point Rockhurst lead. Inbound taken away. Myers with the steal. That's Jillian. She'll push it up the floor to the free throw line. Stops. Touch pass underneath to Sindrich. Kick out left side. Hart with a 3. That air ball picked up by Bailey Smith for Northwest Missouri State. Williams will take it. Give it to Smith. Left side. She dribbles towards the corner. Bounce pass into Meyer. Meyer triple team. Tried to throw it out of there. Hart gets the steal. Gets the outlet to Dineen. Dineen down to the baseline. Wild shot. She gets bailed out with a foul call, so she'll head to the free throw line to shoot 2. Smith called for the foul. And Dineen stepping to the free throw line. She has not missed. 7 of 7 as a team. Rockhurst is 29 of 32 from the free throw line, so you don't want to send them there too often. It's the first free throw by Dineen. Nothing but net. Into the ball game now for Rockhurst is Morgan Harwood. Harwood, a 5'10 sophomore out of Great Bend, Kansas. Second free throw is good for Dineen. She has 5 points, and it's a 9-5 lead for Rockhurst. 6:27 to go in the first quarter. Williams over to the right side for Howe. Howe with it for Northwest Missouri State. Takes one dribble. Down low to Meyer. Meyer with a turnaround shot on the block. Bounces around and out. Tipped by Schechinger, but picked up by Jillian Myers for Rockhurst. She'll push it ahead underneath. Lauren Myers wide open. Takes the shot. Knocks it down. And Coach Michael Smith going to call a timeout here with 6:09 to play in the first quarter. It's an 11-5 lead for Rockhurst. We'll be back to Kansas City in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Kansas City, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rockhurst 11-5 with 6:09 to play in the first quarter here. An update from the Division II football playoffs. Emporia State with a very early lead over Mankato. They got a fumble recovery for a touchdown and lead Minnesota State Mankato 7-0. That game just underway. Northwest with the basketball here. Macy Williams across midcourt. Works it to Howe right side. She's double-teamed near the sideline. Knocked to the floor, but not enough of a bump to be called a foul. So the ball out of bounds. We'll give it back to Rockhurst. Jayla Jackson into the lineup for Northwest. Missed the game earlier this week, but a 5'8 junior guard out of Kansas City, Kansas. Started the first two games of the year for Northwest. Into the left corner it goes. Lauren Myers on the drive. Kick out right side, Hart, and out of the corner. Goes to Deneen. Deneen down to the baseline, finds Harwood. Underneath, good ball movement here by Rockhurst as it swings out. Now left side Myers. She had to chase down a loose ball. 10 on the shot clock. Back to the left side. Jillian Myers up with a jumper from the elbow, and it's good. That's 4 for Myers. 13-5 the lead for Rockhurst. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Rockhurst extending their defense out to midcourt. Now ahead to Mustaine. Top of the key, Schechinger. Allowed to drive. Stops. Jumper from 6 is good. Right in the middle of the lane for Timber Schechinger. First points to the game for Schechinger. It's a 13-7 lead for Rockhurst. 5:10 to play in the first quarter. Left side. A quick three by Kendall Hart off the back of the rim. Long rebound to the free throw line for Lauren Myers. Top of the key, Hartwood will take a three. That's no good. Rebound this time for Schechinger for Northwest Missouri State. Hallett will go to Williams. She'll work it over to the right side for Schechinger. Now to the corner, Jackson. Jackson on the wing to Mustaine. Top of the key. On to the left side, Smith. Smith gets a screen from Mustaine. Dribbles top of the key. Works it back left side. Williams on the drive. Into the lane. The runner off the glass. Won't go. And a rebound inside for Lauren Williams for Rockhurst. Outlet to Jillian Myers. Dribbles to the right wing. Top of the key. Lauren Myers. Inside she goes. An up and under move. Kendall Hart misses the shot. Mustaine with the rebound for Northwest. Williams takes the outlet. Gets it ahead to Schechinger running the floor. Left-handed shot, though, no good. Schechinger got the rebound. Fought off Morgan Harwood to get the board and gets the bucket out of it as well. Denver Schechinger with 4. It's a 13-9 game. Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Jillian Myers at the top of the key. Works it over to the left side. Lauren Myers with it there. She'll drive down to the baseline. Up with the runner. No good, but a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot 2. The Northwest foul will go against Bailey Smith. That'll be the second on Smith. Lauren Myers at the free throw line to shoot 2. Lauren Myers and Jillian Myers, no relation. Matter of fact, the Myers are spelled different as the first free throw, no good for Lauren Myers. Taylor Scholl and Tanya Meyer back in the lineup for Northwest. Tyra Moore seeing her first action of the afternoon for the Bearcats. Prithia Sebeck checks into the lineup for Rockhurst as the second free throw goes for Lauren Myers, and it's a 14-9 lead for the Hawks. Full court pressure now for Rockhurst. Myers with it in the backcourt. Tanya Meyer working against Marissa Lowe. Now across to Moore. Ahead to Scholl. Wide open underneath. Mustaine takes the pass. Has it blocked away, but gets the rebound. Out to Jackson on the right side. Over to Moore. Just left of the top of the key. Gets a screen from Meyer. To Jackson in the right corner. 8 on the shot clock. Jackson puts up the 17-footer and knocks it down. Jayla Jackson with her first points of the afternoon. 14-11. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest. 3:28 to play in the first quarter. Brittany Meyer with it over to the left side. Now skip across to the right side. Sebeck dribbling with it on the wing. Gets control of it. Now gives it up for Lowe. Out to the top of the key. Drive by Myers. Kick out right side. A three from Lowe is good. Marissa Lowe with her first points of the afternoon. And full court pressure again from Rockhurst. It's a 17-11 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Now Tyra Moore has the ball stolen from behind. Lauren Myers intercepted the pass to the free throw line for Brittany Meyer. Out to the left side, Seabet takes a three and got it.
3 out of 7. The assist to Marissa Lowe.
First points of the game for Seabeck, 20-11, the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Breaking full court pressure here. Jackson dribbles through a couple of defenders, now goes down the lane and draws a reach-in foul. And an arm bar is called against Brittany Meyer. And into the lineup for Rockhurst is Casey German, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. So the inbound coming from Tyra Moore. Moore gets it in left side for Meyer. Up with the shot. May have been partially blocked. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Jenny Schnettling for Rockhurst. Ahead to Seabeck. Up with the running one-hander. No good. Moore with the rebound on the backside. She'll push it up the floor. Northwest Missouri State trailing 20-11. 2:14 to play in the first quarter. And now away from the ball. A foul down low. Mustaine trying to get position inside. Draws the foul on Casey German. That'll be the first on German, fourth team foul against Rockhurst in this first quarter.
Rockhurst has done a very good job of switching up their defense, whether it's a full court pressure or half court trap.
And Jackson takes the inbound on the right baseline, quickly knocks down the jumper. 20-13, Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Brittany Meyer brings it up the floor for the Hawks. Out of Seabeck in the left corner it goes. Schnelting tried to drive, draws the hand check foul. This will go against Jayla Jackson. That'll be the first on Jackson. 1:57 to play in the first quarter. Both teams with four fouls in the quarter. Timber Schechinger back in the Bearcat lineup as Shelby Mustaine comes to the sideline. Inbound to the left side to Brittany Meyer. Meyer between the circles. Guarded closely by Taylor Scholl. Now to Seabeck on the left side. Seabeck with a couple of dribbles goes to the top of the key and then away from the ball. A foul inside. Again, more battle for post position inside. Tanya Meyer working against Casey German, and this will be the first on Meyer. And it will result in two free throw attempts for German. First free throw off the front of the rim. So Rockhurst, after missing only three free throws in their first two games combined, have already missed two in the first quarter here. And there's the third. It's the second free throw by German is off the front of the rim. Northwest Missouri State away with the basketball. Moore takes it across midcourt. Now to inside. Kick out pass to Jackson. Three from the right corner. Won't go. And the rebound to German for Rockhurst. Brittany Meyer will take the outlet. Brings it over to the right side on the wing. Down toward the baseline. On the drive baseline, cut off by Scholl. Out to the right wing. A three on the way. Marissa Lowe off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Taylor Scholl. Scholl across the timeline with the dribble over to the right side. She's on the wing with it. Now backs it out. Gives it over to Jackson. Inside to Meyer. Meyer double team to Schechinger. Cutting to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. And Schnelting comes down with it for Rockhurst. 20-13. Their lead over Northwest Missouri State. A minute to play in the first quarter. Right side, Brittany Meyer gets the bounce pass on the wing to Lowe. Lowe will try the drive, goes through a double team, and they're going to call a block on Taylor Scholl. And I believe count the basket as well. That will be the first foul on Taylor Scholl. And Marissa Lowe will get one opportunity at the free throw line. Jasmine Howe back in along with Macy Williams for Northwest. Alexa Shaw seeing her first action of the afternoon for the Cats as well. Jillian Myers has checked back in along with Mary Deneen for Rockhurst. And the free throw is up and nothing but net for Marissa Lowe. She has 6 points and it's a 22-13 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Full court pressure once again from Rockhurst as Lauren Myers also checks back into the lineup. Macy Williams takes the inbound, gives it up for Schechinger, and she throws it right to Myers. Myers on the back and forth is fouled as she goes up with the shot. Timber Schechinger Bit of a frustration foul there. That'll be her first, and it results in two free throw attempts for Lauren Myers. She's one of two in this first quarter. 38.8 seconds on the first quarter clock. Right now a 9-point lead for Rockhurst. Lauren Myers will try to make it a double-digit lead and does with the first free throw.
Turnovers hurt Northwest in a Wednesday night's matchup. They've already committed four here this afternoon. So far, Rockhurst, with exception this particular time, really haven't taken advantage of the turnovers Northwest has had, but they were able to this time.
Second free throw good as well. So the lead grows to 25-13. Northwest against the full court pressure. Schechinger to Howe. Dribbles through a double team across midcourt with it. Over to the right corner, Shaw. 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left side, Williams with it on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Out to the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger, top of the key, Meyer will take a three. That's off the back of the rim. The long rebound picked up by Sindrich for Rockhurst. They can take the final shot of the quarter, 10 on the clock. Myers with the left side between the circles for Jillian Myers. Left, Deneen. Deneen dribbles to the right elbow, floater on the way, and it's good for Mary Deneen. That's 7-4 Deneen, and at the end of the first quarter, it's a 27-13 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Kansas City in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131 in store at 5th and Buchanan or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Kansas City, Rockhurst with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 27-13 as we get ready for the second quarter. Another score update from Division II football in the playoffs, which start today. Emporia State, Minnesota State, Mankato now tied at 7 as Mankato had an interception return for a touchdown. The matchup I know Bearcat fans interested in, Augustana and Humboldt State, doesn't get started until 3 o'clock Central Time. That's 1 o'clock out in California. Northwest Missouri State with the ball to start the second quarter. Timber Schechinger gives it up for Howe near the sideline. She launches a three, nothing but net. Hopefully that means Jasmine Howe is going to start to feel it. That's her second three of this first half. Came in with just one on the season. 27-16 the lead for the Hawks. Now out to the top of the key. A three on the way from Kendall Hart off the front of the rim. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Outlet goes to Williams. She's across midcourt with it. Ahead on the left side. Howe on the wing. Now to Williams. Between the circles. Top of the key for Meyer. Looking at a 3-2 zone defense. Pass to the right side. Taken away. Jillian Myers with another steal. Playing that wing of that front three on the zone. She also draws a foul on Tanya Meyer. That'll be the second on Meyer. First foul in the second quarter against Northwest.
And the sixth turnover now for Northwest in the game. And Northwest giving up 7 points early in this one off of turnovers.
27-16, the Rockhurst lead. Over to the left side, Lauren Myers with it. To the top of the key for Hart. Now on to the right side, Deneen. Back to Hart. Lob pass down low. Sindrich up with a shot, no good. And with the rebound, Howe. Jasmine Howe gets the outlet to Macy Williams. Inside it goes to Meyer. Meyer with the hook shot, too hard. Rebound tip. Myers for Rockhurst comes up with it. And then gets it ahead for Lauren Myers, who bobbles the pass, saves it inbounds to Deneen, and then Deneen knocked to the floor by Macy Williams. That'll be the first foul on Macy Williams. Second foul against Northwest in the second quarter, and Shelby Mustaine into the lineup for Northwest takes the place of Tanya Meyer. So an inbound from the near sideline. It comes out to midcourt to Jillian Myers for Rockhurst. An 11-point lead for the Hawks over Northwest Missouri State. High post left side, Sindrich. Hands it to Jillian Myers on the give and go. Now top for Kendall Hart. Over to the right side. Deneen takes a three. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Timber Schechinger for Northwest. They'll work it right to left. AC Williams takes the outlet now to Schechinger. Over to the left side, Al. Al with one dribble to Schechinger, top of the key. Right corner, Schaaf steps back, takes a three. It's off the left side of the rim. Mustaine tried to tip the rebound out, but Lauren Myers controls it for Rockhurst. Head to Nadine on the left side. Cross court right for Jillian Myers. And a foul call on an illegal screen by Lauren Myers. So Northwest Missouri State will get the ball back. 27-16, Rockhurst lead over the Northwest women. 8:06 to play in the first half. Macy Williams double-teamed in the backcourt. Fouled by Kendall Hart. It'll be the first on Hart. 13 foul against Rockhurst in this second quarter. Excuse me, just their second foul of the quarter. 8 minutes to play in the first half. Macy Williams across the timeline to the right side for Howell. Near the sideline with it. One dribble. Top of the key to Mustaine. On to the left side, Schaaf. Looks in at Schechinger. Posting up. She takes it. Dribbles. Spins. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's six for Schechinger. 7:43 to go in the first half. Northwest cut the lead to nine. And now Jillian Myers just about dribbling it away, trying to dribble between her legs, but comes up with it, gets it to Lauren Myers. Now back to Jillian. To the high post, right side for Hart. Hart with a couple of dribbles on the drive. Shot blocked away by Mustaine. Hart up with it. Top of the key, Jillian Myers takes the three. No good. Macy Williams with the rebound at the free throw line for Northwest. Cats with another chance to cut into the lead. Schaaf on the right side. Pass inside. Tipped away. Jillian Myers with yet another steal for Rockhurst. It's the third of this first half. Over to the right side on the wing for Deneen. Out to the top of the key. Sindrich will take a three. It's off the left side of the rim. Macy Williams the rebound for Northwest. Cats playing better defensively the first few minutes of this second quarter than they did in the first quarter. And Williams with it between the circles. Now over to the left side, Schaaf. Into the corner, Schechinger. Back to the wing. Williams with it this time. Bounce pass into Mustaine. Shot on the glass. Left side no good. Rebound tipped out. Schechinger will chase it down for Northwest. And now we've got an official's timeout here. They're going to reset the shot clock to 28 seconds. So putting 3 seconds on the shot clock. Tyra Moore will check in place of Macy Williams for Northwest.
Northwest doing a better job here in the second quarter, too, getting some entry passes inside to the post players right now. Mustaine out there, and Northwest just really needs to capitalize that and finish off some of those plays in the paint.
Jayla Jackson in for Alexa Schaaf, a 5-player substitution for Rockhurst as Moore takes the inbound in the backcourt for Northwest. She'll work it to the left side for Howe on the wing, into the corner for Schechinger. Now to the wing for Moore. Top of the key, Jackson. Quick look inside, nothing there. Howe, right wing three. Good. Jasmine Howe with three. 3-pointers in this first half, and it's a 6-point Rockhurst lead. Left side, quick shot in transition. Brittany Meyer, no good. Howe, the rebound for Northwest. Cats doing a good job on the boards in this second quarter as Moore in transition. Didn't have numbers. Picks up the dribble. Top of the key, Mustaine. Back over to Moore. Now inside, Schechinger posting up. A dribble to Mustaine at the left elbow. Out to Howe, left wing. Gets a screen from Mustaine, steps back just inside the arc, knocks down the jumper. Jasmine Howe feeling it this afternoon. She has 11. 27-23, Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Pass over to the left side, Seebeck near the sideline. Skips it across right side, a three from Brittany Meyer. That one misses left, and Schechinger there on the rebound for Northwest.
Northwest doing a great job right now limiting Rockhurst to just one shot each trip down the floor.
Moore between the circles with it. Dribbles over to the right side. Wanted to give it to Jackson, but she's covered by Seebeck. Man-to-man defense being played by Rockhurst. They've shown some zone in this first half as well. High post Mustaine. Cross the floor. Pass tipped by Seebeck. And a loose ball picked up by Marissa Lowe. Rockhurst in transition. Ahead to the left side. Harwood up with a shot. Blocked away. Howe knocks it out of her hands. And an inbound coming for Rockhurst. Now into the lineup for Northwest. Maria Detlinger. And Taryn Schultz will check in as well. Mustaine and Howe go to the sideline for the Cats. Taryn Schultz seeing her first action of the afternoon with 5:13 to play in the first half. Detlinger as well. Over to the right side of the wing, Brittany Meyer tries to dribble around Moore, and a hand check foul going to be called on Tyra Moore. That'll be her first. 13 foul against Northwest in the second quarter. 5:09 to play in the first half. And an inbound from the near side from Marissa Lowe. Gets it out between the circles for Brittany Meyer. Meyer to the top of the key with it. Down the left side of the lane. Up with the shot. No good. Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Moore will take the pass. Bring it across midcourt. Work it over to the left side for Schechinger. Skip across right side. Jackson on the wing. Gets a screen from Detlinger. Brings it top of the key now to the left side. Schechinger into the corner for Taryn Scholl. Scholl a couple of dribbles. Top of the key, Detlinger. Over to the right for Moore. Eight on the shot clock. Down low it goes to Schechinger. Kick out left corner. Taryn Scholl a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Marissa Lowe. For Rockhurst. Outlet ahead to Brittany Meyer. 4:27 to play in the first half. Pass on the right side. Taken by Lowe. Under pressure from Schechinger. Left side, Seebeck. Shot fake. Couple of dribbles. Ten-footer. No good. Schechinger there for another board for Northwest. Deborah Schechinger doing a good job on the rebounds. She has nine so far in the first half. Left corner, Jackson with it. Gets it out to Moore on the wing. Gets a screen from Detlinger. Wanted to go on the pick and roll. It's not there. Some more calls for Schechinger to come up. Takes the pass between the circles. Over to the right side, Scholl. That's Taryn. Over to Moore left. And went on a drive, but called for a travel after a pass fake. That brings us to a timeout with 3:53 to play in the first half. 27-23. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Northwest Missouri State women have scored the last 10 points of this ball game. Right now trail 27-23 to Rockhurst. That 14-point deficit prior to the run, the biggest deficit for Northwest in this game so far. 3:53 to play in the first half.
I think the biggest difference between the first quarter and the second quarter, Northwest come out and played much more aggressive on defense, and it's resulted in getting some good defensive boards and kind of kick-starting their offense a bit here in the second quarter.
Kendall Hart with it for Rockhurst at the left elbow. Takes a dribble to back it out, top of the key now onto the right for Jillian Myers. Underneath, Lauren Myers. Out to the left side, Sindrich takes a three off the front of the rim. There's another Northwest rebound. Board comes to Shelby Mustaine this time around. Mustaine gives it up for Tyra Moore. Bearcats right now out-rebounding Rockhurst 19-14. Between the circles, Mustaine takes a dribble, gives it for Taryn Scholl on the right side. Scholl out top of the key to Jackson. Jackson gets a screen from Schechinger, brings it to the left wing. Now crosses over, tried to go inside to Mustaine. Misses it, but picked up by Scholl. Scholl up with a shot inside, no good. And a rebound for Haley Sindrich for Rockhurst. Knowledge goes to Mary Deneen. Skip across to the left side, Lauren Myers with it. Myers will get it out between the circles to Jillian Myers. On to the right side, on the wing for Hart. Hart trying to drive to the baseline, fouled by Taryn Scholl. That'll be first on Scholl. Fourth team foul against Northwest in this second quarter. Jasmine Howe back in the lineup for Northwest. She's heated up shooting in this first half as well. Jillian Myers takes the inbound for Rockhurst. 2:45 to play in the first half. Myers to the high post. Gets it for Sindrich. She'll hand it for Deneen. Deneen kick out right side. A three from Lauren Myers. Nothing but net. That ends the 10-0 run for Northwest Missouri State. 10 points now for Lauren Myers, and it's a 30-23 lead for Rockhurst. Macy Williams on the left side. Gets a screen from Mustaine to the top of the key. On to the left for Jackson. Tried to go into Mustaine. Knocked away by Deneen. Taken by Sindrich. And Rockhurst the other way. Head to the free throw line, Lauren Myers out to Deneen on the right wing. She tries to drive, bobble the ball, shot blocked away by Jackson. Sindrich picks up the loose ball. Now Deneen, a 25-footer, nothing but net. Found out she can't get much inside, so she took it from further out. That's her second three. She has 10 points, and it's back to a 10-point Rockhurst lead. Inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Jasmine Howe on the left side, double-teamed there. Takes a couple of dribbles, looking to get rid of it, spinning with it. Now throws it away. Jillian Myers tipped it, now loose again. And Jackson will pick it up on the drive. Floater on the right side, high off the glass, no good. Sindrich the rebound for Rockhurst. To Lauren Myers. Myers over to Jillian Myers, into the lane, out to Sindrich. Now to the right side, Hart. Hart down to the baseline, couple of dribbles, skips it out. Dineen, left wing, fakes on a three, tries to drive, taken away. Schekinger picks her pocket, ahead to Williams. She's got a one-on-two, down the left side of the lane, slips, goes down, tried the shot, didn't go. And the rebound for Jillian Myers for Rockhurst, two-on-two. Myers in the lane, no look pass to Hart. Hart shot blocked away by Mustaine, out of bounds, off of Hart, and Northwest Missouri State will have it.
That's what you like to see, have a blocked shot to block it away, and then if it goes off your opponent, that's great. A lot of times you'll see some impressive blocks where they just slap it out of bounds, but that just results in your opponent getting the ball to inbound. But this is a nice block for Northwest, gets it after the play.
1:10 to play in the first half. Macy Williams back in for Northwest, a 33-23 lead for Rockhurst. Williams across the timeline with it on the left side. Dribbles out near the center circle as the Cats set the offense. Pass goes over to the right side on the wing. A drive by Arbery Benson. Now into the left corner. Schekinger takes a three. No good. Chasing after the rebound. Goes to the floor after it. Double teamed. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And will belong to Northwest. Great hustle there by Timber Schekinger, who in this first half has 10 rebounds for Northwest. Now in for Rockhurst, Marissa Lowe. 48.8 seconds to play in the first half. Benson will inbound for Northwest. Gets it into Williams right in front of her. Williams in the left corner with it. Brings it up to the wing. Got a screen from Schekinger. Now to the right side for Howe. Howe inside to Mustaine. A dribble for Mustaine. Left side, Schekinger. Couple of dribbles. Spin move. Shot blocked away by Lowe. And it's picked up on the baseline by Lauren Myers for Rockhurst. Ahead to Nadine. Left wing. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Between the circles, Jillian Myers. On to the left side for Marissa Lowe. Lowe will try the drive over to the right side. Lauren Myers puts up the shot off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Marissa Lowe, who is knocked to the floor and fouled. So Lowe will get an opportunity at the free throw line for Rockhurst. The foul call goes against Macy Williams. That'll be her second. Lowe to the line where she is one of one. She'll get two opportunities here. It's a 33-23 game. Rockhurst with the lead. 19 seconds to play in the first half. First free throw is good for Lowe. Taylor Scholl will check into the lineup. Take the place of Macy Williams, again with just over 19 seconds to play in the half. Second free throw is no good for Lowe. Rebound for Schekinger. Now it's a Taylor Scholl. Cats down by 11. Cross midcourt and a double team coming the way of Scholl. She dribbles around it, gets it into the left corner. Howe wide open, puts up the three, got it to go. Just did rattle down for Howe. Quick inbound for Rockhurst. Dineen at midcourt with time running down. They do not get a shot off at the end of the first half. So the three-pointer from the left corner for Jasmine Howe, who has four threes in this first half, cuts the lead for Rockhurst to 34-26 at the half. And they may take a look at that shot from Jasmine Howe to see if it actually was a three-pointer. They were a little bit hesitant on signaling it was a three-point attempt as the ball was in the air, but after the ball went down, the official down on the baseline did signal that it was a three-pointer. Now the referee comes over to chat, and they're going to go take a look at it to see whether it is a three or a two. Either way, it's a good shot from the corner for Howe to end the half, and then Northwest getting a stop on the other end defensively. So right now the scoreboard says 34-26. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be able to let you know if the score has changed as they review that last shot by Jasmine Howe at the end of the first half. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back in Kansas City, on the campus of Rockhurst University, Rockhurst with a 34-25 lead over Northwest Missouri State after they reviewed that shot by Jasmine Howe at the end of the half. They did determine it was just a two and not a three. So Howe with 13 points at the half, 3 three-pointers, and again a 35-25 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Big improvement for Northwest in the second quarter over the first quarter. They got down by 14 points in the first quarter. And, John, if they can make strides through the next two quarters like they did through those two, there's going to be some good things happen here this afternoon.
And a lot of it started on the defensive side. They came out much more aggressive defensively in the second quarter, and that led to some good looks on the offensive side, limiting Rockhurst to one shot down the floor. A lot of the time they were able to kick out the rebound for a nice transition down the floor, and they were either getting some good looks out on the perimeter or a quick pass in the paint and take advantage of both of those. And again, I think it just started on the aggressive play that they had on the defensive side to start that second quarter, and everything just kind of went from there.
And what was really frustrating is they worked hard to get looks again offensively and had so many shots that just didn't go down after they worked hard to get those shots.
Yeah, especially when you got inside the paint there, and you just missed a lot of shots about 5 feet on end that really should be dropping down. If they hit a few more of those, it's even a closer game than what it is right now. But it's nice to see Jasmine Howell heat up from the outside. That's opening up things a little bit even more inside because of that, and hopefully she can just build off of that as we go into the second half.
Northwest Missouri State trailing Rockhurst 34-25 here at the half. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Kansas City in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
We're at the half, 34-25. Rockhurst women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Well, earlier this week, it was a tough loss for the Bearcat men to Augustana College, and they've had a couple of tough losses, but the best news, I think, for the Northwest men right now is get to play a couple of home games next week, and I know there's a lot of Bearcat fans that haven't had a chance to travel or couldn't get out of town. They're excited to see them at Bearcat Arena next week.
No doubt about it. They'll have their home opener coming up on Tuesday. They've got Central Methodist on the schedule for a Tuesday night, part of the women's men's doubleheader Tuesday, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I see Northwest get back and playing team that in theory should be one that they could come up with a win there facing a Central Methodist team. But they played a tough schedule up to this point and really played well. Just a tough loss to what was the preseason number one ranked team in the nation in Augustana, and right down to the wire that last second shot that defeated them. And I think we're going to see a very fun men's basketball team to watch this season. A lot is expected of them, and I think as you see this team grow with some of the new players in the lineup coming out and doing well, Devontae Mosby, one of those, has played well early in the season. Chris Indell also has had a good opening a few games, and as they get more comfortable in the lineup with the players that have been playing the Vulcan playing time the last couple of years, it should be a really a fun team to watch, and there's a lot of good things are ahead for this team. But even dropping games to Upper Iowa and Augustana, those are games they can really grow from, and I think it's going to be very fun basketball season coming up.
And even getting the loss against Augustana after getting down big, fighting their way back, and really essentially winning it, hadn't it been for a desperation three that happened to go down for Augustana, really was impressed, especially with the second half of basketball in South Dakota.
This is a team that's just never going to quit. They've got a lot of fight in them. They've got just a great team speed. They've got Pitts, who really turned it on in that second half, and they helped get things rolling. Anthony Woods, I think, is a much improved player from what you saw out of Anthony last season, as he feels more comfortable with the Bearcat offense. And it's going to be a team that's going to be in every game, I think, just the way they play. So even if they fall behind like they did against Augustana, there's a team that will get back in ball games. And it's going to be a fun team to watch.
It's going to be a little bit longer halftime here. They had stopped the clock at the half while they were working on the scoreboard here. The Northwest women just coming out of the halftime locker room. Usually they look up at the clock and they see 2, maybe 3 minutes left to go before the start of the second half, but there's still more than 8.5 minutes to go before the start of the second half. So routine's off just a little bit here, but we'll stick with it. And when we come back, we'll have more for you from Kansas City. We'll do it right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back in Kansas City, where Rockhurst leads the Northwest Missouri State women 34-25 at the half. Since we've got some bonus time here at halftime, let's take a look at some scores from around Division II playoffs that, again, get underway today. Of course, Northwest Missouri State does have the day off. They will play the winner of Humboldt State and Augustana next Saturday at Bearcat Stadium. Those two teams will kick off, at 3 o'clock Central Time. It's a 1 o'clock start out in California. But games that are underway in the region, Minnesota State Mankato with a 14-10 lead over Emporia State. They're just about to start the second quarter there. They are just underway. Henderson State at Sioux Falls this afternoon as well in the region. Other scores from around the country, Ferris State with a 41-30 lead over Texas A&M Commerce with 5:49 to play in the ball game there. Colorado State Pueblo with a 10-0 lead over Indianapolis. They've got 8:10 to play in the first half of that game. With 3:10 to play in the ball game, Grand Valley State with a 38-21 lead over Ashland. A look at the top half of the brackets. You've got Indiana, PA with the lead over Charleston, 33-21. Same score, Slippery Rock with the lead over Virginia Union. Assumption leads Bowie State 30-10 as they're in the second quarter there. Over more toward the south, the region where West Georgia is the top seed. Looks like they may play Carson Newman. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. It's a close game still with 9:14 to go. Carson Newman does have the lead over Valdosta State, 45-40. West Georgia gets the winner of that game. North Alabama with a 22-7 lead over Newberry with 15 minutes to go, or just underway, I should say, in the third quarter. Also in the third quarter, Tuskegee with a 14-0 lead over Catawba. That's a look around the Division II playoffs taking place this afternoon. Again, Northwest Missouri State in action next week against either Augustana or Humboldt. We'll know later today who that opponent will be. At the half of this women's matchup, it is a 34-25 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some of the stats from the first half of this game right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nullison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Back in Kansas City, the Bearcat women trail at the half, 34-25. A look at some of the numbers from the first half. Jasmine Howe for Northwest, 5 of 5 from the field. That includes 3 free shooting from outside the arc. 13 points leading all scorers right now for Jasmine Howe. Timber Schechinger with 6 first half points, but she pulled down what is so far a game high 10 rebounds in that first half for Northwest. 4 points for Jayla Jackson on 2 of 4 shooting. A couple of points for Tanya Meyer in the first half as well. On the other side for Rockhurst, Deneen and Myers, Lauren Myers that is, each with 10 points leading the way for them. Deneen 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Myers was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 7 points off the bench for Marissa Lowe. Lowe 2 of 3 from the field and 2 of 3 from the free throw line for Rockhurst. 4 first half points for Jillian Myers and 3 points in the first half for Seebeck as well. She was 1 of 2 from 3-point range for Rockhurst. Some of the team numbers, Northwest shooting just under 41% from the field, Rockhurst shooting 31%. Bearcats with 22 first half rebounds, 20 for Rockhurst. Outside the arc, Northwest 3 of 7. Rockhurst is 5 of 17 from 3-point range in this one so far. But again, it all adds up to a 34-25 Rockhurst lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MerrylleVilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back in Kansas City, Rockhurst starts the second half with the basketball. Out between the circles is Sindrich. She'll work it onto the left side. Jillian Myers on the drive. The floater blocked away by Myers. And a rebound through Timber Schechinger for Northwest. Macy Williams brings it up the floor over to the right side. Now top of the key for Schechinger. One dribble for her on to Scholl on the left side. Scholl to the top of the key. Looks down low. Gets it to Meyer. Meyer with an up and under move. Shot no good. Schechinger tips the rebound. But Dineen will chase it down for Rockhurst. Dineen over to the left side. Jillian Myers with it. Now she loses a dribble. Macy Williams trying to come up with it. And Myers will come back up with it. Out of the right side, Dineen. A long three for her is off the back of the rim. Macy Williams with the rebound for Northwest. Minute into it here in this second half. 34-25, the lead for the Hawks. Pass to the left side. Nearly taken away by Lauren Myers, but picked up. Now tipped out of bounds by Jillian Myers. And Northwest will inbound on the far sideline about the top of the key. Got 20 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Schechinger takes the inbound, gives it to Williams. Williams at the top of the key, started a drive, now backs it out over to Schechinger left side. Gives it up for Taylor Scholl. Scholl on the left wing with it. Crosses over, goes on the drive to the baseline, left open, stops, jumper from six is good for Taylor Scholl. First points of the game for Scholl. For Taylor Scholl, doubles her point total on the season. Again, missed the first couple of games because of injury. 34-27, Rockhurst with the lead in the ball. Right side, Dineen with it out beyond the arc. Dineen on the pick and roll, gets it to Lauren Myers, down to Jillian Myers, and then up to Sindrich. Her shot no good after a near steal by Jasmine Howe. Meyer there for the rebound, gives it to Williams. Cross midcourt on the dribble. To Meyer at the top of the key, took her eye off of it, but keeps control. Now to Howe right side. Top of the key, down the lane. Came to a stop, and her left foot moved, and I thought they were going to call travel, but nope. Foul call against Lauren Myers. That'll be the second against Lauren Myers. And an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. And an inbound just on the block. Comes to Tanya Meyer. Meyer with a dribble, reverse layup, no good. Rebound underneath, saved inbounds. And it's still loose in the paint. Tanya Meyer goes to the floor after it. Lauren Myers reaches in, gets a hand on it, gets the held ball call, and Northwest will keep possession. Because I'm realizing this may be a record for Myers and Meyer. There's three of them for Rockhurst and one for Northwest. Macy Williams looking to inbound. Gets it in to Meyer on the left side. That's Tanya. She goes on the drive through the lane. Up with the shot. It's the bottom of the rim with two defenders around her. Rebound picked up by Macy Williams in the corner. And now we've got a stoppage of play. It looked like a shot clock issue.
Yeah, I think so.
The ball hit the rim. The official came over here and said...
Yeah, I
we
think he didn't
no
think
rim
it did.
On it.
Yeah.
But it did hit the bottom of the rim on the shot attempt by Tanya Meyer. So we should be good, and we'll just get an inbound for Northwest in front of their own bench as Macy Williams will trigger it in for the Cats. 34-27, Rockhurst lead. Inbound to Tanya Meyer. Her shot hits the side of the backboard, and then on the rebound, a foul against Northwest. This will go on Taylor Scholl. That'll be the second on Scholl. First foul of this second half for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine into the lineup as Meyer goes to the sideline.
Well, Meyer struggled offensively this afternoon, just 1 of 10 from the field, and she's had some good looks in the paint. They just are not going down.
Jillian Myers across midcourt with a dribble for Rockhurst to the high post right. Gets it to Kendall Hart. Now to Deneen. A floater in the lane. In and out. No good. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Williams. She'll bring it across midcourt. Now over to the left wing for Howe. Back to Williams between the circles. We'll get a screen from Mustaine at the top of the key. Goes down the right side of the lane. Throws up the floater. No good. And the rebound for Sindrich inside for Rockhurst. They're on the break. Down the lane. Fake pass by Lauren Myers. And then the layup on the right side is good. That's 12 for Lauren Myers. 36-27, the Rockhurst lead. Just over 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Macy Williams down the right side of the lane. Kick into the corner for Scholl. Scholl on the drive. That's Taylor. Shot blocked away by Sindrich. And Deneen comes away with the loose ball. Cross midcourt right side. Now onto the wing. Gets it for Jillian Myers. Out to Deneen. Into the right corner for Lauren Myers. Couple of dribbles for her. Brings it to the free throw line. Now through the lane. Off balance. Throws up the shot. It's tipped out of bounds off of Lauren Myers. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State as Tyra Moore checks into the lineup for the Bearcats. Full court pressure again from Rockhurst. They showed some of that in the first half as well. And now Schechinger in the backcourt, ahead to Moore. Moore fakes a pass, brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now gives it up for Schechinger. Moore backs it up, calls the offense, gets a screen from Mustaine, looked on the pick and roll, not there. Now to Howe, inside to Mustaine, shot on the left side, won't go. Sindrich tips the rebound to Scholl, her follow no, but Taylor Scholl draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Rockhurst foul against Haley Sindrich, that's going to be her second. So Scholl steps to the free throw line for the first time in this game. And for Scholl, the first time this season as well. Free throw on the way, off the right side of the rim. In for Rockhurst, Marissa Lowe and Casey German. And a second free throw coming up for Taylor Scholl as well. And that one rattles out. So she missed both. German comes away with the rebound for Rockhurst. Still a 36-27 lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. And now a foul on Taylor Scholl as Deneen brings it across midcourt. That'll be the third on Scholl. Bailey Smith into the lineup takes the place of Taylor Scholl. And an inbound from midcourt. Both teams with two fouls in this third quarter. 6:04 on the clock. Jillian Myers across midcourt with it, guarded by Moore. On to the left wing, Deneen. Deneen gets the screen as she tries to bring it top of the key. Mustaine extends her all the way out to midcourt. Nice defense by Shelby Mustaine, helping out on the screen. Top of the key, Lauren Myers on the drive. Shot blocked away by Schechinger. Ball loose in the lane, picked up by Mustaine, who was fouled from behind. This will go against Jillian Myers. That will be her first. Great effort there by Northwest.
Oh, no doubt about it. Again, you mentioned she was able to push out the ball out near the timeline. Then got back into the paint. Did a good job at knocking the ball away and coming up with it and drawing a foul. So Shelby doing a good job on that end. And now on the offensive end, she's been doing a good job of trying to post up and getting the ball, but needs to finish off inside. She's just 0-3 offensively.
Cross midcourt, left side, Schechinger as they break the full court pressure. Schechinger with it now on the left side after getting it to Moore. Now to Jackson at the free throw line. 15-foot shot won't go. Deneen with the rebound for Rockhurst. Deneen with the pass ahead. Lauren Myers, kick out, left side. Marissa Lowe takes a three, rattles out. Rebound, though, underneath for Casey German. German with the bounce pass down to Lauren Myers. Another kick out left side. Another three on the way. This one well short for Jillian Myers. And then on the rebound, ball out of bounds off of Lauren Myers. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Morgan Harwood checking back in for Rocker. Saw some first half action. And full court pressure again. as Bailey Smith has to come help out, get the inbound for Northwest across midcourt right side, trying to avoid a double team, bounce pass to Schechinger, now over to Moore on the left side. Moore will bring it out between the circles, set the offense as we go inside 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 36-27 the lead for Rockhurst. Pass inside to Mustaine. Shot knocked away, but Mustaine draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. That'll be the second on Jillian Myers. And it brings us to a timeout. 4:47 to play in the third quarter. 36-27 Rockhurst lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Kansas City, Shelby Mustaine stepping to the free throw line following the timeout and her first free throw off the back of the rim. 36-27, Rockhurst lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:47 to play in the third quarter. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mustaine's second free throw goes. 36-28, Rockhurst with the lead in the basketball. Tyra Moore with some pressure in the backcourt against Brittany Meyer. Meyer dribbling it across the timeline now, trying to set the offense, works it over to the left wing. Marissa Lowe spins, goes on the drive. Mustaine knocks it away from her, chases down the loose ball, gets the steal for Northwest. Jackson will take the outlet for the Cats. Moore with it between the circles. Calls the offense from there, dribbles over to the left wing with it. Looks inside, can't get it there, tries to go to Jackson, and Jackson loses the ball in the backcourt, and that will give it back to Rockhurst. 4:12 to play in the third quarter.
10th turnover for the Bearcats compared to just 2 for Rockhurst, and Rockhurst has taken advantage of those turnovers, scoring 10 points off of Bearcat turnovers up to this point.
Seabeck with it on the right side. It's a bounce pass on the wing to Harwood. Harwood wants to try to drive, now double-team. Gets the bounce pass out on the wing to German. She'll give it up for Lowe. Lowe on the drive. A foul call. Schechinger tried to take the charge, but instead a reach-in foul will be called against Jayla Jackson before the contact down low. And it will result in 2 free throw attempts for Marissa Lowe. She is 2 of 3 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. First of her 2 attempts here is good. Rockhurst came into the game 29 of 32 at the free throw line on the season through the first 2 games they had played. So far today, they are 8 of 12. And the second free throw here spins out, but the rebound is tipped over to Brittany Meyer, who misses the follow. Another attempt, no good for Casey German, but she draws a foul and will go to the free throw line. Shelby Mustaine picks up her first for Northwest. So German, who is 0 of 2 at the line, goes back there for 2 more attempts. First one is up and rattles down. 38-28, Rockhurst with the lead. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw is also good. She hits both, makes it a 39-28 game. Rockhurst in full court pressure with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with it. Jackson Dribbles through a double team. Across the timeline with it. Tried to go ahead to Moore. Ball tipped in the air and taken away. Harwood gets the steal at the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. The floater off the glass. Good for Morgan Harwood. First points of the game for Harwood. Now Schechinger looking to inbound against the pressure. Gets it to Jackson. Avoids a double team with a pass to Schechinger. Now to Howe. Still in the backcourt. Cross court to Jackson. Across the timeline she goes. Stops on the wing. Now brings it out. Wants to give it to Moore to set the offense. And she does. Screen from Mustaine. Down the right side of the lane after a hesitation and a quick layup. Nice move there by Tyra Moore. First points for Moore. 41-30. Rockers with the lead in the basketball. On the left side, Seebeck with it, guarded by Howe. Brings it out between the circles. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Onto the right side on the wing, Brittany Meyer. Top of the key for Lowe. Swings it around left side. Seebeck tried the drive, cut off to the free throw line. German onto the right side, a three from Lowe off the front of the rim. Rebound underneath and a held ball as both Schechinger and Harwood came away with the basketball. And the possession arrow will give it to Rockhurst. Macy Williams back in the game. Jackson goes to the sideline. Tanya Meyer into the game. Will take the place of Shelby Mustaine. 2:48 to play in the third quarter. An 11-point Rockhurst lead. And now Jenny Snelting checks in. Saw some limited action late in the first half. In there the first time in this third quarter. Now the inbound coming from Rockhurst. And a timeout by Rockhurst as they couldn't get it in. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. 41-30 the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Kansas City after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Back in Kansas City, 41-30, Rockhurst with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women with 2:48 to play in the third quarter. Northwest got themselves down by 14 in the first half and really have played better basketball, but just haven't been able to make up for that deficit just yet. They did have a 10-0 run to get as close as 4 in the second quarter, but have not been able to gain the lead just yet. So Rockhurst will inbound, coming out of the timeout. Into the right corner it goes. Harwood dribbling with it there. Now gives it up for Seebeck. Seebeck will bring it out to the center circle. Pick up the dribble. Now work it out, Marissa Lowe. Into left corner. Shot fake and a drive by Brittany Meyer. Pass up to the high post. Harwood. Couple of dribbles and got away with a double dribble and hits the shot inside. That's 4 for Harwood. 2:22 to play in the third quarter. Northwest down by 13. Williams across midcourt with it. Brings it over to the right side. Trying to avoid a double team and a reach in foul by Jenny Snelting. That'll be the first on her. 5th Rockhurst foul, so 2 free throw attempts coming up for Macy Williams for Northwest Missouri State.
Rockhurst, again, has done a good job mixing up their full-court pressure, then going into half-court trap. That time they got caught with the reach and foul, but still really doing a good job just mixing up their defenses and making it a little tough for Northwest.
First free throw good for Williams. She'll get a second opportunity coming here, and that one is on the way and good. She's now 7 of 8 on the season. 2 of 2 here this afternoon. 43-32, Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 2:08 to play in the third quarter. Seebeck with a bounce pass over to the left side on the wing for Lowe. Now top of the key, Brittany Meyer goes on the drive. Layup on the left side is good. Brittany Meyer with her first points. And it's a 45-32 lead for Rockhurst. Jasmine Howe across midcourt. Gets double-teamed near the sideline. Now out near midcourt. Schechinger onto the left side for Moore. Moore to Williams. Williams will bring it middle of the floor. And give it up for Schechinger left side. Moore on the wing. It's a screen from Meyer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now the left side. Howe takes a three. Got it! Howe has not missed today. 6 of 6 from the field and now 4 of 4 from three-point range. 1:25 to play in the third quarter. 45-35. The Hawks lead. In the right corner. Goes to Schnelting. Tried to get a pass inside. Tipped away. Loose ball to Meyer. Meyer ahead to Moore. Moore with a one-on-one opportunity. Down the right side of the lane. Will back it out. Kick it for Williams on the sideline. Williams to Schechinger between the circles. Left side for Moore. Moore on the drive. Draws the bump. Brittany Meyer will be called for her second. And with 1:03 to play in the third quarter, Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line for Tyra Moore. First free throw off the back of the rim. Moore coming into the ball game. 0 of 2 at the line, so now 0 of 3 on the season. Shelby Mustaine back into the lineup for Northwest. Kendall Hart also back in for Rockhurst. Casey German will check in for Rockhurst. And Moore will get a second free throw attempt with 1:03 to play in the third quarter. A 45-35 lead for Rockhurst. The second free throw off the left side of the rim, but Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Out to Mustaine. Now to Williams between the circles. Starts the right side of the floor to Meyer, top of the key, onto the left side for Moore. Gets a screen from Mustaine to the top of the key with a dribble. Onto the left side, Howe. Howe. Dribble toward the baseline. Now brings it out. Meyer. Meyer to the free throw line. Down the lane. Shot knocked away, but a reach-in foul will send Tanya Meyer to the free throw line for Northwest. This will go against Sebeck. That'll be her first. And Meyer to the free throw line for the first time in this game. She'll have two opportunities there. First of two for Tanya Meyer is good. And Meyer will get a second opportunity as well. That one is up and good. So she stays perfect on the season at the free throw line. Now 6 of 6. 45-37. Rockhurst with the lead in the ball. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Across the timeline. Meyer gets it over to the left side. Sebeck with it. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Now picks it up. Brings it back out on the wing. Pass goes top of the key for Morgan Harwood. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Macy Williams. Nearly had it tipped away, but controls. Gives it for Howe. Right back to Williams. Cross midcourt she comes. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Meyer between the circles. On to the left side for Moore. Moore calls out the offense as they'll work for the last shot of the half to Mustaine. On to the right side for Howe. Howe tries to go on a drive, but a foul against Mustaine on an illegal screen. It'll be the second on Mustaine. And it will result in Rockhurst getting the basketball for the final 6.2 seconds of the third quarter. Bailey Smith will check into the lineup for Northwest. And in for Rockhurst comes Lauren Myers. And an inbound will come from Marissa Lowe. Gets it into Sebeck in the backcourt. Cross midcourt she comes. Over to the left side. Gives it up for Lowe. Lowe has to launch it from just inside the arc. I think partially blocked by Taylor Scholl. But it falls short. So at the end of the third, it's 45-37. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Kansas City in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Back in Kansas City, 45-37, Rockhurst with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. As we start the fourth quarter, Northwest with the basketball. On to the right wing, it goes to Howe. Howe with the dribble to Meyer toward the top of the key. Now to Taylor Scholl, left wing. Scholl to Mustaine up top. Mustaine looks in at Meyer, and Meyer pushed from behind as she receives the pass. This will go on Kendall Hart. That'll be the second on Hart. Inbound on the baseline right for Northwest. Meyer steps out to inbound. Gets to Mustaine in the right corner. Now up to Scholl on the wing. Scholl looking for Meyer. Can't get it to her. Dribbles toward the corner. Now brings it back up to the wing. Skips it across left side for Williams. She gets a screen from Meyer to the top of the key. Now down the lane she goes. Tried to go up with a shot. Knocked away. And it's picked up by Mary Dineen for Rockhurst. Dineen over to the right side on the wing for Lauren Myers. Inside, cutting down the lane. Hart tried to go up with a shot, draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the third foul on Tanya Meyer. First two free throw attempts for Kendall Hart in this one. Hart 5 of 5 on the season. First free throw is good.
Rockers doing a lot of the little things right this afternoon that's helped them build this lead, knocking down some free throws, doing a good job forcing some turnovers, and taking advantage of the fundamental things here this afternoon.
Hart hits both free throw attempts, brings it back to a 10-point game. Rockers with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, 9:25 to play. Meyer with it in the backcourt against the full court pressure, now to Taylor Scholl. Gets around a double team across midcourt with the dribble. Right side of the floor, gives it up near the center circle for Williams. Over to the right side, Howe gets a screen from Mustaine to Meyer. Meyer fakes on a three, will go on the drive. Runner on the right side, too hard. Mustaine the rebound, a follow off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. 3 points for Mustaine. A minute into the fourth quarter. Over to the left side, Myers on the drive. That's Lauren. Shot no good. Mustaine tips the rebound over to Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Cats going to try to put together a run here as Howe brings it across midcourt. Gives it up for Scholl on the left sideline. She'll bring it top of the key. Fakes a pass to the right. Goes inside to Tanya Meyer. Her shot no good, but she draws a foul. And Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lauren Myers called for her third. So Tanya Meyer to the line where she is 2 of 2 in this game. Meyer steps to the line. She's got 4 points this afternoon. First of two here. Good. Another one coming. Meyer still perfect on the season from the free throw line as the second free throw goes as well. 6 points for Tanya Meyer, and it's a 47-41 game. Rockhurst with a lead in the basketball. Rockhurst, Jillian Myers gets it over to the right side for Dineen. To the top of the key, now into the lane she goes, draws the bump. Taylor Scholl will be called for this one. And that will be the fourth on Taylor Scholl. Each team has been called for two in this fourth quarter, 8:30 to play. Inbound to Jillian Myers out near midcourt. Myers to the high post, right side, gets it to Harwood. She holds on to it, now hands it off for Dineen. Dineen trying to find an opportunity to score, can't. Now gives it out to Jillian Myers. Left side, Lauren Myers takes a three, no good. Then on the rebound, good position inside by Macy Williams, forces a foul against Morgan Harwood. And that'll be the first on Harwood, 13 foul against Rockhurst in the fourth quarter with Jayla Jackson and Tyra Moore checking in for Northwest. Williams and Scholl to the sideline. 8:12 to go. Cats going to try to cut into the six-point lead. Pass in the backcourt, tipped by Jillian Myers, goes out of bounds. Tanya Meyer will inbound on the far sideline. 8:08 to play. Inbound comes to Howe. Howe dribbling it up the floor. Double team. Gets it across the timeline. Now expires the dribble and gives it to Meyer. Jackson will take it to Moore. To Meyer. Now to Jackson. Left side near the corner. Drive along the baseline. Double clutch shot. No good. Rebound for Haley Sindrich. Inside for Rockhurst. Deneen. Long pass ahead. Left side. Lauren Myers. Back to Deneen. 15-foot shot is good for Mary Deneen. Deneen with 12 points. She's averaging more than 20 points a game for Rockhurst this year. It's a 49-41 lead for Rockhurst. Tyra Moore takes a pass across midcourt after bobbling it. Picks up the loose ball. Gives it up for Meyer. Now Meyer to Jackson between the circles right side. Into the corner for Moore. Moore brings it to the elbow. 15-foot shot won't go. Deneen with the rebound for Rockhurst. So Deneen will bring it up the floor this time for the Hawks. Work it over to the right side. Lauren Myers near the sideline to the top of the key on the dribble. Now into Harwood. Cutting through the lane. Shot no good. Rebound for Sindrich. Her follow on the left side is good. Haley Sindrich makes it a 51-41 game. So Rockhurst with a couple of buckets to bring it from 6 to a 10-point lead. And the inbound knocked out of bounds by Deneen. A timeout actually called before the ball was knocked out of bounds. Northwest with a timeout. 6:53 to play. 51-41. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mark Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Back in Kansas City, 51-41. Rockhurst with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John, had it not been for getting down by 14 early in this game, really Northwest has played a pretty solid game. It was just that slow start that's haunting them right now.
Yeah, certainly is. They really picked things up going into the second quarter. And it started on the defensive end. They still played very good defense throughout this game up from that point on. The unfortunate thing offensively, they missed a few shots inside that should fall. But outside of that, playing a pretty good basketball game overall. Just too many turnovers early in the game that helped put them behind.
Full court pressure and another turnover here as Deneen tips the pass loose and it's picked up by Jillian Myers for Rockhurst. Myers out near the center circle. Looks high post, gets it there. Hart guarded by Jasmine Howe. Now on the backdoor cut to Deneen. Off balance, throws up the shot and got it to go. It's 14 for Mary Deneen. Now Schechinger with the inbound to Jackson. More full court pressure again from Rockhurst. Jackson back to Schechinger. Schechinger gets a pass ahead to Moore on the right side. So she'll bring it out after the Cats break the pressure. Northwest down by 12. Over to the right side. Moore with it on the wing. Now top of the key, Schechinger onto the left side for Howe. Into Schechinger. Cutting to the basket. Shot blocked away. Out of bounds by Haley Sindrich. So Northwest will inbound baseline left. 6:04 to play. Morgan Harwood back into the game for Rockhurst. Moore will inbound baseline left. Just outside the key. Gets it into the high post to Meyer. Meyer down to Schechinger. Little jumper from six. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's eight for Schechinger. And it's a 53-43 game. And Tyra Moore now with a foul at midcourt as Jillian Myers tried to bring it across the timeline. That'll be the second on Moore. Both teams have been called for three in this fourth quarter. 5:53 to play. Northwest down by 10. Cross midcourt, Jillian Myers brings it over to the left side. Deneen with it on the wing. Top of the key for Hart. Over to the right, Lauren Myers. Bounce pass inside, up and under move by Harwood. Shot won't go, but Tanya Meyer called for a foul. That'll be the fourth on Meyer. Fourth team foul against Northwest in the fourth quarter. And two free throw attempts for Morgan Harwood for Rockhurst. First of the two for Harwood on the way and good. Shelby Mustaine back into the ballgame for Northwest. Shooter. 54-43, Rockhurst on top, and a second free throw coming up from Morgan Harwood. And that one is off the front of the rim. Mustaine with the rebound for Northwest. Moore will take the outlet, bring it across the timeline. Now knocked away from behind. She'll pick up the loose ball, gives it to Mustaine. Back to Moore. Moore dribbles over to the right side. Top of the key for Schechinger. On to the left, Jackson. Jackson with one dribble. Over to Moore on the right. Inside to Mustaine. Hook shot for Shelby Mustaine. Pops out. And with 5:12 to go, Rockhurst out of there with the rebound. 11-point lead for the Hawks. Jillian Myers across midcourt to the free throw line. The floater is good. That's six for Myers. Inbound comes to Howe. Howe bringing it to midcourt across the timeline. Through a double team. Now picks up the dribble. Gives it up for Moore, who will set the offense for Northwest. Over to the left side. Moore with it on the wing. Top of the key, Mustaine. Inside to Schechinger. Schechinger, an up and under move. The left hand is good for Trevor Schechinger. And a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. Schechinger with 10. 56-45, the Rockhurst lead, 4:34 to play. We'll be back to Kansas City right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Rockhurst will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Northwest will step into some full court pressure here. 4:34 to play, 56-45, and now breaking free, Jillian Myers. Northwest lost track of her. And Macy Williams gets back, commits a foul, and will send her to the free throw line to shoot two, but kept her from getting the shot off. Momentarily, I think two officials looked at each other and thought maybe a flagrant foul or an intentional foul, but they did not call it. So Myers will step to the line for the first time this afternoon. First of the two, good. 7 points for Jillian Myers today. 57-45, the lead for Rockhurst. 4.5 minutes to go. Second free throw coming from Myers. And that one is up and good. So 8 now for Myers, and it's a 13-point lead for Rockhurst. Macy Williams takes the inbound, gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson out between the circles, has it knocked away. Jillian Myers just happened to reach for it as she went flying by, knocked it away, and now Rockhurst up with the basketball. Out near the center circle, Myers dribbling with it, guarded by Williams. Over to the left side, on the wing, Lauren Myers to the top of the key, Sindrich. On to the right side, Deneen, back to Sindrich. Left open, she takes a three, that one won't go. Rebound tipped by Jackson, over to Jasmine Howe for Northwest. Macy Williams across the timeline with a dribble, brings it over to the right side of the floor. Now top of the key, onto the left, spins, gets it out to Schechinger. Over to the right for Howe, tries to go into Mustaine. Comes down with it, Williams takes a three near the top, rattles out. Rebound underneath to Mary Deneen for Rockhurst. 3:38 to go, 58-45, Rockhurst with the lead. Jillian Myers brings it out near midcourt as Rockhurst will start working the clock a bit. Northwest in a zone defense here. Out top of the key it goes for Kendall Hart. Now on to the left side. Into the corner. Comes back out for Deneen. Deneen over to the left side for Lauren Myers. Down to Sindrich. Inside Hart. Hart with the spin move. Shot on the glass is good for Kendall Hart. That's four for Hart. 3:06 to go, and it's a 60-45 lead for Rockhurst. Their biggest lead of the game. Ahead to Howe on the right sideline. Now out to Williams. Williams between the circles with it. Gets a screen from Schechinger. Gets it to Howe. Howe to the free throw line. Now down the lane. Layup left side. Good for Jasmine Howe. And a timeout for Northwest. 18 points for Howe. 60-47. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest. 2:48 to play. We'll be back to Kansas City in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back in Kansas City, 60-47. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 2:48 to play. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Rockhurst will inbound. Gets full court pressure from Northwest. Jillian Meyer is going to be trapped on the baseline. Gets rid of it to Deneen. Deneen over to the right sideline. Across court pass to Sindrich. Sindrich back out to Deneen. Near midcourt. Now to Jillian Meyer in the center circle as they try to work the clock again. 2.5 minutes to play on the right side. Lauren Meyer. Out to Jillian Meyer between the circles. Over to the right side for Hart. Launches a three. In and out, no good. Mustaine gets a rebound, but Jillian Meyer is able to reach in and get her hands on the basketball. So the possession arrow will give it to Rockhurst with 2:21 to play. Inbound will come on the baseline right. Kendall Hart steps out. Triggers it into the right corner for Lauren Meyer. Now to Deneen, right elbow. One dribble over to Sindrich. Shot fake by her. Brings it back out to Jillian Meyer as Rockhurst works more clock. Over to the right side for Hart. Top of the key, Sindrich. On to the left side for Jillian Meyer. Meyer at the top of the key, bumped, and a foul call by Macy Williams. That'll be the fourth on Williams. And with Northwest above the team limit in this fourth quarter, two free throws from here on out. Jillian Meyer will attempt two here. She's 2 of 2 from there so far. And the first one is good. Rockhurst is a pretty good free throw shooting team, so it's a tough situation to be in for Northwest. It's the second free throw for Myers. Also good. Puts her into double digits with 10 points today. 62-47 the lead for Rockhurst with 2 minutes to go. Williams into Mustaine. Kick out for Howe, right wing. Howe down to the baseline on the drive. To Williams, right corner. Shot fake. Got Jillian Meyers in the air. To Schechinger, top of the key. Now over to the right for Williams. One dribble, on to Howe, right side. Gets a screen, she goes on a drive, through the lane, kick out into the corner, Schechinger fakes on a three. Drives, now tries to go to Taylor Scholl, tip, Scholl picks it up, three on the shot clock. Scholl launches a three, no good, and a rebound for Deneen on the backside for Rockhurst. Minute and a half to go, 62-47 the lead for Rockhurst over Northwest Missouri State. Deneen takes the pass over on the right side, now to the top of the key for Hart. Hart out to Lauren Meyer. Over to the right for Deneen. Deneen on to the left side for Jillian Meyer. She'll skip a pass for Hart. Has to tip it to herself in the corner. Now to Jillian Meyer. Cross court left side. Lauren Meyer with a 15-footer. And it's good. 14 for Lauren Meyer. With a minute to go, 64-47. Rockhurst with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Schechinger on to the right side for Howe. Howe fakes on a three. Now gets it in the corner for Williams. Williams down low to Mustaine. Mustaine back out to Williams. She'll put up a three from the right side. Off the front of the rim, Hart with the rebound for Rockhurst. Cross midcourt, Hart with it. Gets it to Deneen near the midcourt stripe with 35 seconds to play. Deneen guarded by Scholl. Skips a pass, and Williams, after Scholl got a hand on it, able to get the steal for Northwest. Williams cross midcourt with 24 seconds to play. Now to Schechinger. Down to the baseline, tried to go to Scholl. It's knocked away by Kendall Hart. Goes out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound from the far sideline with 19 seconds to play. Inbound from Macy Williams. Is nearly taken away. Jillian Myers got a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Northwest, and Williams will inbound again. Just under 19 seconds to play. Schechinger takes it, hands it back to Williams. Now to Schechinger. Inside for Mustaine. Up with the shot. No good off the front of the rim. But a foul against Kendall Hart will send Shelby Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Mustaine, one of two at the line this afternoon. 11.4 seconds to go. Free throw by Mustaine is good. 4 points in the game for Shelby Mustaine. And a second one on the way, and that one is good. So Mustaine hits both on that trip. 64-49. Rockhurst with a lead. Full court pressure from Northwest. Broken by Rockhurst as Sindrich takes the pass. Gives it up for Dineen. Last couple of seconds will tick off the clock here. We'll have our final score, 64-49. Rockhurst comes away with the win over Northwest. The Bearcats fall to 0-4 on the season, while Rockhurst will move to 3-0. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back to Kansas City after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoReAlestate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Kansas City as Rockhurst comes away with the win over Northwest Missouri State, 64-49. Rockhurst opening up a early 14-point lead in this ball game. Northwest did go on a 10-0 run in the second quarter to cut that to 4, but that would be the closest Northwest would get in this one, as that slow start by Northwest came back to haunt them and eventually lead them to a loss here this afternoon. 64-49, Rockhurst with a win over Northwest Missouri State. We're right back after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claims assistance and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens up at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City, 64-49, the final. Rockhurst women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. And, John, before the ball game, we heard Coach Smith talk about how really thought that his inside game could have a big afternoon here against Rockhurst, just based upon what he had seen on film from Rockhurst. And I think there were opportunities there, but the Cats just couldn't get it going inside today.
No, they couldn't. The two post players for Northwest combined 2 of 16 on offense today, and you've got to have more output from that. And, again, that's one of the big reasons for the loss here this afternoon. And another key stat to look at, Northwest committed 15 turnovers, Rockhurst just 5. And for Rockhurst, they took advantage of that. They ended up scoring 19 points off of Bearcat turnovers. Northwest only got 4 points off of Rockhurst turnovers. So I think those are two of the key things out of this ball game: the lack of offense inside with the post play for Northwest, and then just too many turnovers in this game.
Get our final, 64-49, Rockhurst with a win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and ASICs, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City, 64-49, the final. Rockhurst with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, looking to one of the Bearcat newcomers today who was perfect from the field.
Jasmine Howe really started to get things rolling offensively, looking more comfortable in the Bearcat offense. She ends up with 18 total points, but she was 7 of 7 from the field, including a 4 of 4 from a three-point range, pulled down 3 rebounds to go along with that. But Jasmine Howard looking much better in the Bearcat offense, and also did some nice things defensively, ends up with 18 points, and really one of the sparks of the Bearcat offense here today.
And looking back in the record books, going back at least 10 years, that's the most shots made without a miss by a Bearcat player. May go back a little bit longer than that, but at least 10 years since we've seen a Bearcat hit 7 of 7 or that many shots without a miss. And 10 points today out of Timber Schechinger. She was one rebound shy of a career high today as she finished with 12 rebounds. That came on 5 of 8 shooting. Also in this one, 6 points out of Tanya Meyer. That on a 1 of 11 shooting from the field. 4 of 4 at the free throw line. She had 5 rebounds for the Bearcats as well. 5 points for Shelby Mustaine coming off the bench. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Had 6 boards for the Cats. 4 points out of Jayla Jackson off the bench this afternoon. 2 points apiece for Tyra Moore, Macy Williams, and Taylor Scholl in this one for Northwest as well. 3 players in double-digit scoring for Rockhurst this afternoon. 14 points apiece for Mary Deneen and Lauren Myers leading the way. 10 points for Jillian Myers. 8 rebounds out of Sindrich, their leading rebounder this afternoon for Rockhurst. But again, our final score, 64-49, Rockhurst with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from Kansas City right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City, after a 64-49 game, Rockhurst with the win over Northwest Missouri State. Joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Coach, I know one of the things you talked about in the pregame that was probably a little disappointing. You knew you were going to had a chance to have a good game inside. Got a lot of opportunities inside, just didn't, again, see shots go down with those shots inside.
Yeah, it was tough. First couple didn't fall at the beginning of the game, and I was worried then because you could see just a couple of kids with their confidence down. I don't know. I think I quit counting at 11 in the lane. Some of them were contested. Some of them, were makeable. But you know, it continues to fall back on me. It's like I just told our kids, they're working hard. They're playing hard. I appreciate that. They never gave up. Last couple of nights, they worked hard. It's just I've got to do a lot of searching here over the next 24 hours before we go into practice tomorrow and try to figure out what I can do to help my kids right now, because we continue to turn the ball over. We continue to give up offensive rebounds after offensive rebounds, which eventually turns into points. I mean, that was the case tonight. Between turnovers and second chance, there's 33 points. And that's been every game we've played in. And the thing is, I tell people, come watch us practice. We
we don't even talk about offense in practice here the last couple of weeks. It's just been, hey, let's do a rebound drill, this, put them in teams, hold each other accountable, have a consequence if we don't win the drill. I mean, we're doing competitive things in practice. It's just we can't bring it. I mean, we just can't bring it to the bright lights when it matters. And, you know, offensively at times we just, again, we continue to, you can just see the youth. I mean, we have that look on our face like, oh, what am I doing again? You know, and I mean, it's just, again, these young kids don't understand possessions. Each possession is just crucial. We got to the free throw line. We talked about that at halftime. We did a much better job of getting to the free throw line. We held them to no three-pointers in the second half. I mean, again, I tell our fans, these are bright kids. I told them they better not score another three. You know, we got to do a better job. We got to get to the free. We got to be more aggressive on offense, and we're doing it. But we just can't seem to just put things together for 40 full minutes right now. And, you know, we get close, and, you know, Doc Carr's on the bench. He's like, oh, man, we got it close, and I'll be darned if it's not 10 again. Yeah. You know, we got it to within 5, maybe 6, and I don't know, man.
You saw some full court pressure today, and while it wasn't perfect play against it, it looked decent. How important is it to get experience against situations like that in the non-conference season, just knowing that it may come about as the season goes along?
Well, it's important. I think the Rockhurst is not a pressing team.
Yeah.
They're not. We scouted 3 games on them.
Yeah.
But they scouted us, too, and they've seen that we've had trouble. I mean, that's the thing. That's what I told ladies. We have no secrets.
Yep.
With our film editing package that we use with everybody in the country, I can watch anybody I want in the country Division II play and see their strengths and their weaknesses, and they can do it with us. You've got to be ready. And, you know, how do you help your kids with that? It's like, because whenever the press comes on, again, you just see their eyes get a little brighter, a little bigger, and you only have so many timeouts. You only have so many, you know, things you can do. And if you make a crucial turnover, it's the way it's been going. It's costing points against us. And I feel bad for our kids. I didn't know what to say in the locker room. I didn't know what to say to them. I feel bad for them. I've got to figure something out because this is me. This is a reflection of me right now. So,
you look at a performance out of a Jasmine Howe, 7 of 7 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3-point range. I know you brought her in as a shooter. It's got to be nice to see her have a game like this, because especially with shooters, it seems like if you can have a good game, good solid like this, you don't miss. That can be a good jumping off point for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she struggled because last couple games because she's had to play harder on defense than she's ever had to play before. So, you know, usually whenever you've got to work hard in one area, another area is affected until you understand it, you know, and get the timing down. And she did a much better job tonight, obviously getting her feet set and doing that. It's just, you know, then Rockhurst caught on. I mean, Rockhurst, they're a bunch of good, smart kids. I mean, they turn the ball over 5 times, you know. I mean, you look at a team like that, you look out there and you think, oh, man, they don't have any, you know, big-time athletes. They don't have any, you know, this, but they do what they do. They don't beat themselves. And we've been beating ourselves is what we've been doing here lately. So, again, we've got to figure something out for sure.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, our final this afternoon, 64-49. Rockhurst with the win. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from Wathena Healthcare and Rehab, offering short-term and long-term care, inpatient and outpatient therapy, respite care services, and a 9-bed express recovery unit for Medicare and managed care short-stay rehab. More at 785-989-3141. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at Oak Point Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City after a 64-49 game, Rockhurst with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcat women will return to Bearcat Arena next week. They'll be in a matchup Tuesday against Missouri Valley in what will be two games. Each the men and women will both play on Tuesday evening. The women will get it started off against Missouri Valley in a 5:30 game. We'll be on the air at 5:10 with the pregame show before that one next Tuesday. And that'll be the first chance that the Bearcat men get to play at Bearcat Arena this year as well, as they will have a matchup against Central Methodist that same night as well. And that game will follow the women's game along the Bearcat Radio Network, and the Bearcat men will play two at home next week. But again, our final score here from Kansas City, 64-49, Rockhurst with the win over Northwest Missouri State's women. Until next week, for John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Kansas City.